Plain Herbie Mac, I'm the encourager, and we are going to continue in our series, Knowing God, the possibility of knowing God. Now, let me just say this. The most important study that one can embark on is the study of God. The prophet Jeremiah, this is what he writes, and this is a very good verse right here. It says, the wise person should not boast in his wisdom. The strong should not boast in his strength. The wealthy should not boast in his wealth. But the one who boasts should boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, showing faithful love, justice, and righteousness on earth. For I delight in these things. To grow in experiential knowledge of God should be the primary pursuit of every believer, since the knowledge of God affects all of life in both time and in eternity. So I want to discuss five things that's important when it comes to the possibility of knowing God. Number one, God commands us to know him. If we look again here, what I just read out of Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to 24, it says out of the English Standard Version, let him who boasts in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practice steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. For these things I delight, declares the Lord. Now, this is one thing you need to understand is that if God tells you that you can understand him, then it's possible. God says, listen, in verse 24 of Jeremiah chapter 9, let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and that he knows me. So there is a portion of God that he allows us to understand. There are some things that God gives us to understand. And he also gives us the opportunity to get to know him. We see this in Jeremiah 29 verse. We see this in Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 24. Now, the second thing we need to understand is that God desires to be known intimately. Yes, we can look at creation and we can tell that there has to be a creator, cause and effect. But that doesn't imply that we can be intimately involved with the creator, like in a personal relationship. But the scriptures reveal to us that God wants to be intimately involved with each and every one of us. Now, if you turn your attention to Exodus chapter 33, verse 11, the Bible says, thus the Lord used to speak to Moses, what? Face to face, as a man speaks to his friend. God wants to be our friend. God wants us to know him intimately. In fact, God desires that from us. There's a reason why he created us in his image and in his likeness is because he has a desire for fellowship. He has a desire for intimacy. He wants and desires a friend. And he talked to Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friends. And when Moses turned again to the camp, his assistant, Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, would not depart from the tent. And so God spoke to Moses face to face. And let me tell you something. God desires to speak to us. And so the possibility of knowing God is great, definitely when we understand that he desires to have an intimate relationship. We can also see in Psalms chapter 25, verse 14, the Bible says in the English Standard Version, it says, the friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. Now, if you're reading out of another translation, that verse says the secret counsel of the Lord. And if we put those two concepts together, friendship and secret counsel, in other words, God wants to not only be intimately involved with us, but he wants to give us some of his secret counsel, some secret things. He wants to reveal to us his heart. God wants to have a relationship with you, not a distant relationship. He wants a close relationship. That's good right there. He says here, he says he makes known to them his covenant. Now, let's go to number three, where God has prescribed a way to know him. Now remember, number one, God commands us to know him. Number two, God desires to be known intimately. And then number three, God has prescribed a way to know him. Let's take a look at Acts chapter 2. And I'm going to be reading here verse 40 through 47. And it's going to be coming from the English, I'm sorry, from the Christian Standard Bible. I love the way that this records the scripture. And we begin reading here, and it says, with many other words he testified and strongly urged them. Saying, be saved from this crooked generation. Verse 41. So those who accepted his message was baptized, and that day about 3,000 people were added to them. 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and signs were being performed through the apostles. Now all the believers were together and held all things in common. They sold their possessions and property and distributed the proceeds to all as any had need. Every day they devoted themselves to meeting together in the temple and broke bread from house to house. They ate their food with joyful and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all people. Every day, the Lord added to their numbers those who were being saved. God has prescribed a way to know him. And we see here in Acts chapter 2, verse 40 through 47, four particular things that he has prescribed, and we're just going to labor here shortly on those four. That is worship, fellowship, education, and outreach. We see that they worship God together. It is important to come together with people of like faith to worship God in corporate worship. It's important to worship God on your own. In fact, it is the life of the believer to worship. You ought to always worship God. That's the first thing we see in Acts chapter 2, verse 40 through 47. We also see fellowship. Fellowship, they were breaking bread. They met together every day. They vibed together. They chilled together. In fact, many of them, they did life together. We see that in Acts chapter 2. We also see education is a big part of knowing God. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. And so it's important as a believer in God to devote yourself to accurate, factual teachings about God. We labored in part one, concerning that. And we see this demonstrated in Acts chapter 2 when they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. And you want to make sure that you embark upon your education as it relates to learning more about God. And we see that they also did outreach. So it was worship, fellowship, education, and outreach. The Bible says there in verse 47 that the Lord added to them daily because they was embarking upon evangelism. Not only did they worship together, not only did they fellowship together, not only did they learn together, but they also went out in the community together and they evangelized the world. And in so doing, God added to them daily. Number four, in the possibility of knowing God, number four, God has limitations on what can be known about him. Yes, God wants us to understand him. Yes, God wants us to know him. And yes, God wants and desires to be in an intimate relationship with each of us. But we need to understand that there are limitations on the things that we know concerning God. And we see this in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 15. It says, truly, you are a God who hides himself, O God of Israel. There are some things that are unknown. Let's take a look here in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 12 through 14. It says, who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens with a span, enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in a scale, and the hills in a balance? Who has measured the Spirit of the Lord? Or what man shows his counsel? Whom did he consult? And who made him understand? Who taught him the path of justice and taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding? Well, nobody has taught the Lord anything, because he's all-knowing, he's omniscient, he knows everything. So the question to that is nobody. Let's look here in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. It says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us, to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. So we need to understand that God has limitations on what can be known about him, but thanks be to God that he reveals himself to us. He reveals that he wants to be understood. He reveals that he desires to be in a relationship with us, and he reveals his secret counsel. In other words, God has a friendship with those who fear him and love him and cherish him and honor him. The possibility of knowing God is great with this revelation. We see that God has placed limitations on what can be known. But let's look at this final one, number five. God has given believers the Holy Spirit to reveal the things of God to us. And so even though there are some things we don't understand, there are many things that the Holy Spirit reveals to us, and the Holy Spirit has revealed to us that God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, if the Spirit didn't show us and give us that information, we wouldn't know anything about the Creator of the earth. But because we have been given this great book, the Revelation, the Holy Bible, God is communicating with humanity, and he's letting us know the things that he wants and desire for us to know. And God has given us the Holy Spirit to reveal these things to us. Now, if you go to John chapter 16, verse 13 through 15, the Bible Bible says, when the Spirit of truth comes, hallelujah. The Bible says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine, Jesus said. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Let me tell you something. The heart of the Father is revealed in the Son. The heart of the Son is revealed by the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us, and takes what is the Father's and what is the Son, and he gives it to us. That's the importance of the Holy Spirit. We see that God desires to be understood. God desires to be known. He desires for us to have an intimate relationship with us. He desires the secret counsel of his friendship to be given to those who seek him, who honor him, who looks for him, who searches for him, who longs for him, who desires to be in a relationship with him. He gives you the Holy Spirit to reveal to you his heart. Somebody need to say, Holy Spirit, reveal to me the Father's heart. Reveal to me the Son's heart. Reveal to me the secret counsel of God. I want to have a sneak peek into the Godhead. The Holy Spirit gives us that opportunity. We see here also in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10, and we're almost done. It says, these things God has revealed to us through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. Hallelujah. Even the depths of God. Let's do a quick recap here. Number one, God commands us to know him. You need to get to know him today. Hallelujah. You need to get to know him. Also, we see here that not only does God commands us to know him, but God desires to be known intimately. So he's just not giving us a command that he doesn't want to interact on. The reason why he's giving us the command to know him is because he desires to have a relationship with us. In other words, God not mad at you. God doesn't consider you an enemy. You were created in the image and in the likeness of God. God wants to have a friendship with you. But some of us, we are so standoffish even with God. Don't be standoffish with God. Don't allow people, religious people, make you think that God doesn't want anything to do with you, or that your relationship with God is dependent upon their approval. The devil is a lie. Can't nobody stop you from fellowshipping with God. Can't nobody stop you from being in relationship with God. Can't nobody come between your relationship. Nothing will separate you from the love of God. God loves you so much that he's finding a way to communicate with you so that you will understand him, so that you will get to know him. God, he not only commands us to know him, he desires us to know him. God has prescribed ways to know him. Worship, fellowship, education, and outreach. God has limitations on what can be known about him, but that's why God has given believers the Holy Spirit to reveal the things of God, even the deep things of God. That's why the world don't understand believers in God, Because our knowledge is higher knowledge. Our understanding of earth is a higher understanding. It's because even though we live physically on earth, we are seated spiritually in heaven because we're communicating with the God of both heaven and earth through the working of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So here's my question to you in closing. Do you have a relationship with God? Do you have a good relationship? Are you on good terms with God? Are you a friend of God? If you're not a friend of God, if you're not in relationship with him, do you want to be? Because if you want to be, that's a clear sign that the Holy Spirit of God is drawing you to the Son. He's drawing you to the Son right now. Do you want God to reveal secret things to you? Because he will. Through his Holy Spirit. Through his written word. Through worship. Through fellowship. God will increase his glory in your life. You'll go from faith to faith. You'll go from glory to glory. And you'll go from strength to strength. He will reveal to you the secret things, those things that you need to know in order to graduate. He will reveal them to you through his Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to get to know this God that I'm talking about. His name is Yahweh, Jehovah. Hallelujah. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the first and the last. He's a strong tower. And he could be known today as your friend. What a great privilege. Hallelujah. The Bible says if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he resurrected from the grave on the third day. He ascended on high. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. You believe that. You believe in the finished work on the cross. Guess what? You've just entered into a covenant relationship with this God that I revealed to you. The possibility of knowing God is great. The possibility of knowing God is awesome. The possibility of knowing God is here today, and it can be your reality and not just the possibility. Join me next time, hallelujah, right here on Herbie Mac, as we embark upon the importance of knowing God here on our Knowing God series, part 3, tomorrow at noon. I'll see you then. God bless you.